If you wish to put your life in place and make it a success, do yourself a favor by waking up early and gifting yourself to early morning hours. Study the lives of successful people and you will discover that invariably they are early morning risers. Studies show that such people are better planners. Why? Imagine yourself standing on the top of a mountain. You will have the benefit of a panoramic view of the countryside. Similarly, by waking up early, you can look at your day and your life and plan better. Early risers are also more proactive because they have time to understand the problems, think of solutions, and work upon them. This also makes early risers positive and more optimistic. So, what is the magic of these two early morning hours? During the day, the major frequency from our brain is the beta waves. But in the morning, we naturally go into the alpha state. Or we could even go into the theta state. So your mind is a powerhouse of creativity in the morning. That is why philosophers, thinkers, writers, poets, they just love to utilize that precious time. Besides, during the day, there are so many distractions to unfocus your mind. Imagine sitting at a railway station and studying. You can do it, but you will not be the most efficient at that time. In the morning, the environment has solitude. Your mind is focused. You have just gotten up. It is empty. So for students, these 2 hours are absolutely the best. And the studies that you do during them will be equal to 8 hours of normal study. Why do people find it difficult to wake up early? The reason is they have disrupted the circadian rhythm of their body. There is an inherent bio clock that functions along with the sun. Imagine 150 years ago, there was no electricity in people's homes. So after the sun set, there was not so much to do. People slept early, and naturally they woke up early. But now fast forward by 150 years, and what do we have? The homes are fully lighted, and people are on their devices till late at night. So naturally, if you sleep late, you are going to wake up late. How do you correct this? Between 10 and 11 at night, the brain secretes a sleep-inducing chemical called melatonin. If you can take advantage of that, you go off to sleep early. And when you do it day after day after day, the secretion of melatonin will increase, making it easier for you to sleep at that time. But then, the quality of your sleep is also important. That is why 2 hours before your bedtime, put away all the electronics. Let the brain now start unwinding itself and coming to a state where it can go into deep sleep. The quality of sleep is important if you wish to claim the morning. And before you sleep, sit down for a few minutes, analyze. These were the points I needed to work upon today. How far did I progress? Make yourself introspective and then go to bed. In the morning when you wake up, you will be inspired. Now, be very careful to protect that morning. Unfortunately, some people, the first thing they do on waking up is pull the mobile, what's the latest message on WhatsApp and social media. It's like bringing a circus into your own mind. That is why protect the solitude. I have been to hundreds, maybe 1,000 ashrams in my life. I am yet to find an ashram where you find people waking up after 6 o'clock. Can you ever imagine a sadhu waking up at 7 in the morning? Why is it that saints, that holy people today and always in history have been waking up early? The scriptures tell us, Brahme Muhurto Uttishthet. Wake up in Brahma Muhurt. What is Brahma Muhurt? The time for Brahma or God. These are the 2 hours before sunrise until sunrise. Now, forgetting about daylight saving time and everything else, it is roughly between 4 and 6. These are the 2 magical hours when the environment is calm, the atmosphere is peaceful, your mind is focused and undistracted, and your brain is working at the alpha level. Utilize that for meditation, for prayer, for introspection, self-analysis, and for self-study. Alongside, these morning hours are also great for investing in your body. Ideally, yoga, etc., should be done at least 3 hours after a heavy meal. So before your breakfast, your stomach is empty. Spend time on yoga, pranayama. And if you still have a little left, you could go out into nature. During that morning time, nature is so attractive. It's like a soothing hush. The serenity, the tranquility outside, you cannot miss it. But all this will happen only if you decide to wake up early. So that saying we used to hear from elders while growing up, early to bed and early to rise, makes a person healthy, wealthy and wise. If you are a late riser, you cannot suddenly change things around. Start chipping away. 15 minutes early, again 15 minutes early, again 15 minutes early. And when you brought it to your desirable morning time, then you sustain it. It may be a little difficult initially, but slowly the circadian rhythm of your body, which we have disrupted in the terrible aspects of modern day living, will be healed, will go back to the normality as nature had designed it to be. And you will be an early sleeper, an early riser, and have the benefit of quality sleep, deep sleep, REM sleep. Then you invest those 2 morning hours in your spirituality, in your physical health and emotional well-being, and get ready to live the best days of your life.